Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
Our new book, The Art of Business Wars, features stories and lessons from history's greatest business rivalries, with powerful insights uncovered through hundreds of episodes of Business Wars. Go to Wondery.com/The Art of Business Wars to order your copy now. From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily for this Friday, March 26th. Congratulations, you made it to the end of the work week. If it feels like you're up to your eyeballs in options for streaming services, well, you're not alone. It's been over a decade since Netflix announced that it would launch a digital streaming service, and the market's only been getting tighter. Hulu and Amazon Prime Video came next, and then the floodgates opened. Now we've got ourselves Apple TV+, Disney+, HBO Max, Paramount+, Peacock, Discovery+. Am I missing anyone? If you're overwhelmed, we obviously don't blame you. And what do all these platforms have in common? Unfortunately for users, monthly fees. A standard Netflix account will run you around $14 a month. And even though users can access some Peacock content for free, their premium content and most episodes of The Office come at a cost. Well, there is a streaming service out there that's making moves as of late. And if you don't mind watching a few ads here and there, you don't have to pay for its content either. That service is Tubi, T-U-B-I, which was bought last year by Fox for a cool $440 million. The sale brought around 20,000 additional titles to the platform and marked Fox's first foray into the streaming wars. Tubi's offerings range from Tyler Perry films to the 1990 classic Ghost. So a bit of a mixed bag there. As of this writing, one of the most popular titles on the app was the 2000 Adam Sandler movie Little Nicky. 90s kids rejoice. When the sale of Tubi to Fox was finalized last March, company executives were clear. They had no plans to produce original content, The Verge reported at the time. Don't think of it as a competitor to Disney+, Netflix, Apple TV+, or Hulu, Verge wrote, noting that all four of those platforms regularly stream their own content. Well, how quickly things change. Bloomberg reported last week that Tubi is in talks with advertisers about funding, original TV shows and movies. That didn't take long, did it? The move comes after a record 2020 for the platform, which saw usage numbers jump 58%. Those growth numbers are pretty attractive to advertisers. Tubi will make $300 million in ad revenue this fiscal year, according to Bloomberg. And Fox CFO Steve Tomsic said that revenue could grow to $1 billion in coming years. The nudge for Tubi to explore original content may have come from a close competitor, the Roku channel, which streams free movies, shows, and live news by partnering with outside networks, announced the premiere of its first original series earlier this month. Roku got its start building software for smart TVs, but is leaning into the success of its streaming service. Roku had over 50 million active accounts by the end of 2020, according to Deadline. In the world of streaming services, much attention is paid to, paid services like Netflix, and users of that platform repeatedly cite the lack of ads as its most attractive feature, according to eMarketer. With the free ad-supported streaming market growing by leaps and bounds, the question is, which of these two contenders will emerge victorious? Is there room for both online? Someone go get the popcorn. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. I'm your host, David Brown, written and produced by Jessica Yarmosky, edited by Emma Courtney. Our executive producers are Jenny Lauer-Beckman and Marshall Louie, created by Hernan Lopez, for Wondery. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel for work, you know to pack two suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know business.